So that would, then he learned to walk again, barely hit a hit. And he ain't there, but well, he did 5 years after that. That's not what killed him. He died of a stroke. But he couldn't fish or do anything at that time.
Yeah.
Of course he
did. Did you fish here mostly?
I do very little fishing, although I was born and raised on this island. I don't care for fishing too much. I guess because I ate so many fish when I was little, and when I got to where I didn't have to fish. When I grew up to be, you know, when I got old enough to go to work and graduated school, well, oil companies were down there. We started working on oil, you know, with the oil. I ran a boat, a crew boat, in the Gulf for a long time. As a captain on, I got a license and studied and got a license and used to run a crew out there every day. Now they run with helicopters.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, now, when you got water here, well, now you get water up in the, well,
it all depends. Water might come up 2 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet. You know, the highest I've seen it was Betsy. And it was up, I think, I would say about 5 feet, 5.5 feet, the water came up. Not in a wave, you know, just come up. It just came up, and it's, when it stopped, when ebb tide, in other words, the tide changed, it went right back down. Water didn't stay long enough, the island was so small, it was right through. So the water didn't stay very long, but the wind did enough damage to it. When the wind knocked down, the water picked up after the storm, the last part, because we was here during Hurricane Betsy. I was here.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you stay?
In our office building where we're at now, and it's Coast Guard building. It's a strong building. We stayed right there. There was 90 people stayed here for the hurricane. We was going to leave, it was too late, we got caught. Debris started flying across the highway. The pickup truck, we had a pickup truck belonging to the city. Started wobbling back and forth, so we decided to turn back and get back, you know. Because I'm not scared of water. I was born in water and raised in. That's my pew right there.
Yeah.
But that's a fiberglass, but that's fancy compared to the one that we had under. Uh-huh. One in the old days was just like that. That's a pew. But they were made out of a tree, you know, out of a cypress tree. I mean, at the time that was your main transportation. You would go around everywhere you would, you'd battle that thing.
Hey, I heard that grass, that fire with that forest, the grass fire yesterday? I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe it was a warning for
hurricane. That's what we have it at City Hall. When they have a fire, they blow it, and then it, you know, all the firemen go out there. It's a volunteer fire department down there. Everybody goes out and help.
How do you get the word out when you have a hurricane come?
Oh, well, we get a forecast. We're ahead of time for civil defense now.
Yeah.
We're attached to New Orleans with Justin Parish Civil Defense, New Orleans and all that. We get the word way ahead of time, direct from the U.S. Weather Bureau. They give it to New Orleans, gives it to Civil Defense, gives it to Civil Defense down here. And then we evacuate the people. If we see a storm is coming in this direction, and it's a bad one, we go around with the police cars through a speaker system, we have a PA system on it, and we ask, and on the radio, television, we ask all the people to you know, they got till such and such a time to evacuate the mayor. It was a total evacuation of Grand Isle. Everybody leaves.
In other words, you get everybody out?
Everybody out but the police department and the civil defense people.
You have to stay here?
Well, we don't have to. We can leave. When everybody's gone, we can go if we want to. But most of the time, it's not too bad. We don't leave. Because we have to protect everybody's property while they're gone. You get a lot of people come in by boat. They want to have, even though the people gone, they figure they've got good picking, you know? So they'll come try to grab whatever they can.
Yeah.
So you have to stay here to kind of watch that. Because we can get out. We go to Galleon next time, or it takes me 25 minutes to drive there if I decide I want to get there.
Yeah.
And we always have one big
miles.
One big helicopter standing by here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't leave until everything is, you know, the last minute it'll fly. And we're authorized to get on a chopper and fly out when they're ready to leave. And it holds about 9 or 10 passengers. That's the pilot and the co-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in fairly good shape.
Yeah. No, well, what I was talking about, what would you use for, like, say, right over there, now you get your water out of the...
Right out of the faucet.
Okay, you turn on, the water goes into the, you call that the...
Sink.
The sink, yeah. Right, okay. But outside, what, you attach a hose to a place outside you have?
Yeah, our main water line, the meter's right here.